Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Every hurricane season, there are sobering anniversaries to contemplate, and this is no different. We just passed the anniversary of the devastating Hurricane Andrew in Florida, which took place in the 1990s. But this year, it's a new anniversary, the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Irene, which wreaked so much devastation in New York and New England.
The total damage will be close to $1 billion. Over 600 homes destroyed, six towns inundated, 150 major highways have been damaged.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reporting on the damage in New York State from Irene. And there was commensurate damage, even more severe damage, which took place in New Hampshire and particularly in Vermont. Recent estimates have put state damage at nearly $1.5 billion here in New York. And despite significant efforts to provide state aid, communities across upstate New York are still struggling. Joining us to discuss the region's recovery is Lissa Harris, editor of the Watershed Post, which covered the hurricane and its aftermath. She joins us from New Kingston, New York. Lissa, where do you stand a year after Irene?
Well, I tell you what, John, there's a lot of towns that are still trying to pick up the pieces. And there has been a lot of state aid. You heard Governor Cuomo just a minute ago say $1 billion. That was right after the flood. The estimate now has been revised by the state. Last week, they put out a report that says the damage to New York State is now estimated at $1.5 billion. So that's a bit more. And there has been a lot of state aid, and there has been a lot of promises of FEMA money. But a lot of that FEMA money has been very slow in coming. And more to the point, you don't get it up front. So you have to spend it and then get reimbursed for it later. So it's sort of like someone coming to you and saying, you know, your house just burned down and that's okay. We're going to take care of you, but you're just going to have to rebuild your house first and we'll reimburse you someday if we can work out the details.
What's the principal problem in communities that you've been covering? Is it homelessness? Is it damage to infrastructure?
There was tremendous damage to infrastructure. And like I said, a lot of that rebuilding, whether that is on the personal level, someone who lost their house or had severe damage to their business, or whether that's on a municipal level, like infrastructure, that has to be spent up front in order to get federal reimbursement.
In the Katrina aftermath, is it possible that Irene, there was much more focus on New York City than there was on the smaller communities? In the aftermath of Katrina, where New Orleans suffered so mightily, is it possible that the worries about Irene focused much more on New York City than the smaller communities?
Absolutely. And even up here, people really did not anticipate the scale of this disaster. We were all thinking that the coast was going to get hit worse. And while Irene was barreling up the coast, we started this live blog thinking, you know, maybe there's going to get some rain up here. Maybe we're going to get flooded. And we ran that live blog for 13 days, and it became a lifeline for people who were trapped and stranded and cut off from other sources of information. It was intensely difficult to get official sources of information during the flood.
She's still reporting on the victims of Hurricane Irene 1 year ago. Lissa Harris is editor of the Watershed Post, reporting on Hurricane Irene and its aftermath, which is still going on in New Kingston, New York. Lissa, thanks so much.
Thank you.